This is URN.
The Popular Table Breakdown.
This is URN.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Popular Table, your own and only pop culture show on URN. Hello everyone, I'm Victoria and I'm gonna have such a fun time today because I'm here in the studio with Ashfield. Hello guys.
Hello.
Hello, you're alright?
Yeah, I am. And I'm joined by Shivani as well, who's producing the show today.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hello, producer.
Hello.
So, we have a few news this week because Bob Dylan won the Nobel Prize he was the winner in literature, which I found it amazing because honestly, he definitely deserves it. The way that he writes song for me, it's just like poetry. And I could go on and on it because his songs are great and his songs are definitely inspirational, you know, because the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. I'm gonna leave it here. What's
magical
the news
words,
for the week? Oh, sorry. What do you guys think about it?
About Bob Dylan?
Yeah, he's all right. You're a good lad, isn't he?
He's a good lad. I went round his for tea the other day.
What about you, Shivani?
I think it's great. Like, speaking to, because we've got actual musicians in the room, do you guys think that music and lyrics are basically just poetry?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's where music really comes from, isn't it? It's like old traditional poetry and stuff. It's where music really originates from.
We can all write a pop song, do you know what I mean, about shaking it down in a club.
Shaking ass and grabbing ass.
Yeah, but like, if you want to write a meaningful song that's going to speak to people, then that takes effort, do you know what I mean? That's...
It takes real emotion.
It's powerful, isn't it?
It takes
real emotion.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Do you guys have any news for this week?
I've got some news. It's a big week on honouring people. And Steve McQueen has received the BFI's highest honour at London Film Fest. He directed 12 Years a Slave, which if you haven't heard of,
A great film.
You should definitely get on that and watch that. And he's been awarded with the BFI Fellowship. So I think coming from conversations that we've previously had about Oscars so white and the lack of representation, do you think this is a step forward?
Oh, definitely it is. It's something new and it's something that people have been asking for, especially after the Oscars last year.
Yeah, I think it's definitely like something that's super important. That's a long time coming, I think.
Do you think it might be a consequence from last year's Oscar?
I don't think so. I think this is long overdue, and I think it's about time it happened. I don't think the Oscars had any effect on it though, because they're two separate organisations. But
yeah.
I think.
But don't you think that because of the criticism, they try to improve it and perhaps do something differently this year?
I mean, possibly, but we can't be sure until the Oscars this year.
Yeah, we've got to wait and see. But hello, Ashfield.
Hello, you all right?
Hello.
Yeah, once again, welcome for coming to the studio. I'm really glad to have you here. So the last time you came was for the URN event, wasn't it? Turn it up, right?
Yeah. We played that. Pretty good show, actually.
Was it a good night?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it, Carl?
Yeah, we're free there on bar.
Yeah, we're all about that. No, there was quite a lot of people there and everyone really got involved, so, you know, they really enjoyed his music. Well, obviously they did, they got his back, so, you know.
Yeah.
Did your fans buy you drinks?
No, don't
be daft. No.
They ain't got money like that.
Okay.
It was quite nice, like, being close to people as well, because, like, I was so used to being on a stage where people were, like, so far back.
It's quite an intimate
gig. Yeah, I could literally smell people. We were so close.
Hopefully they showered before they turned up.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I know you guys also performed in Bodega, right?
Yeah, we've done that quite a few times. I think it was our 12th time there.
11th.
11th, sorry. Sorry, Carl's on the ball.
Yeah. 11th time since January.
Supporting all twins.
How was it?
It's pretty good.
It was good.
It's a sweet gig. Quite a good turnout, actually.
Yeah. All twins are just amazing guys as well. Like,
they are really good.
It was weird because I went to see them last year at Dot to Dot Festival and I was right at the front. And they signed the set list and stuff. And then to support them this year, Just shows like cool. how far we've gone from watching to then supporting.
Yeah.
We are going to talk about the AMAs, which is pretty much the American Music Awards. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but yeah, nominations came up this week, and Drake is actually the most nominated artist.
You're joking.
You're
yes,
joking.
He was more nominated than Michael Jackson.
No way.
Yes.
Not even know that. I'll be down there. Don't worry.
So
sort it out.
It's such a weird experience for me because I don't get it. Selena Gomez was nominated in the same category as Adele. What is going on, people? She can barely sing.
She's not bad.
Yeah, she's alright. Look,
she's alright. Well, I weren't going off looks. I was going off pure talent there.
Yeah, but can you compare Adele to Selena? Because I don't know. I would expect people with more similar.
They're all good in their own merits, aren't they?
Style.
What was the category? Just
female.
If it's just female, she definitely does fit that category. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
Very well as well, doesn't she?
I think there are. No, she's not the only one nominated for the female category. I think there are also males nominated in the same thing. The same. So I don't know if it's best artist, but I'll just check it out right now. But what do you guys think it? Like, because Drake was nominated more than Michael Jackson was.
It's a new era of people, yeah. Isn't it? Like, kids these days.
I don't really rate Drake's music, to be honest. There's some people that's probably sat listening to this going, he's alright.
I mean, he's alright if you're clubbing.
Yeah.
Then he's fine.
Oh, he's alright if you've had a few Jaeger bombs and you're ready to go, then he's alright. But other than that.
I would definitely agree with you, so, yeah. So, nominees for new artists of the year are Alicia Cara, The Chainsmokers, Dance, which is pretty much Joe Jonas' band.
Never heard of them.
Shawn Mendes and Zayn, which was the One Direction.
Shawn Mendes is not too bad, and Chainsmokers are alright, but.
Yeah, I'm kind of supporting Shawn Mendes.
Don't rate any on him.
No, man.
Who you guys think it's gonna win?
Shawn Mendes.
I'll go with him because he knows what he's talking about.
Okay.
He's not bad.
Yeah, so yeah, the category for Selena Gomez, it's nominees for Artist of the Year. So she was nominated with Adele, Beyonce, Bieber, Drake, Ariana Grande, Rihanna, 21 Pilots.
Oh, mate, I'm
Carrie
all over
Underwood,
21 Pilots.
And The Weeknd. Oh, do you know what? I liked it. I really do. But for the Video Music Awards this year, I was quite sad that Heathens won because All Time Low, they have been on the road for the past 10 years and they were nominated for their very first time.
Just
because of their song Missing You. And the song Missing You, I think, is a best friend in the song.
I don't know. I think Heathens is an absolute tune. Just because
it is a tune.
Just because
they've
been on road 10 years don't mean that they're worth nominating. We've known bands that have been on the game for 6 years and...
Yeah, but the thing is...
Yeah.
There are other songs more similar to Heathen than there would be to Missing You by All Time Low, so...
I don't know, I've not really listened to
I think it was more unique. Oh, you've got to give it a go. It's
give it
great.
A go.
Who were listening to on way home? All Time Low, is it?
All Time Low, yeah.
I'll forget that, but Carl won't.
Do you know this band?
No.
I know you're into 1975, though.
I'm...
I can see because of your t-shirt.
Yes, it's wash day. And
for all of you don't know what's going off, Carl's got a t-shirt on that says 1975.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Have you guys seen them on their latest tour?
Saw them last year.
I saw them last year. Yeah. Did you go to Rock City?
I did.
I did as well.
Yes.
We're twins here. We're both wearing 1975 t-shirts.
You're both made for each other.
Was that a coincidence?
It's just definitely a coincidence.
No lucky, no lucky.
No, she messaged me. Oh, what are you wearing? I said, I'm a 1975 t-shirt. She's like, oh, no,
they arranged it together.
I feel a bit left out. What about you?
I'm wearing a black jumper. So, you wearing any black?
I'm wearing a black vest. So
that'll do. That'll do.
Like 1975 says, we're dressing black from head to toe here in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, nominations, they are actually based on a metric that includes sales, airplay, and social activity tracked by Billboard magazine and its partners. So it does make sense why Selena Gomez was nominated, because honestly, being the same category as Beyonce and Adele, it's a lot of responsibility.
Mm. She's not going to win, but it's nice to be nominated, isn't it?
I think she'll win.
Yeah, I'll take that.
No!
I reckon she'll win.
I think she'll win. Oh, she did that music video, didn't she? Like,
Yeah.
Where she had, like, a shirt on.
Just a shirt on.
A shirt, yeah, just a shirt.
Let's just hope that the panel aren't all men, so. Yeah,
because she'll win.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, there will be, I'm sure.
I think Adele might win.
Men roll.
Either
no,
Adele
win.
Or Beyonce.
Or Beyonce.
Or Beyonce, because
she's
of Lemonade.
Good, yeah, good.
Don't
she had
rate
such
her
a good
either.
Year.
You don't rate her?
She had a really good year.
Did you see that song? Was it Lemonade that she made? Or
it was
something?
Like a visual album.
Yeah.
We might say.
Well, I don't know what song she made. Hop up out the bed, get my swag on.
When you're saying she sampled a lot of...
It literally, it's so copied.
No, it's not copied, though. I think that she got the rights for it. Otherwise, she'd be in a lawsuit.
I don't know. There was a current thing about that she was being taken to court by, I think it was...
It's the guy from Vampire Weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that... Because the rapper that did the hop up out the bed thing, he's taken her to court as well.
Oh.
Ooh,
but she's not only sampled like all of the music as well, she's taken lyrics and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, so I think I should let the listeners know you can send a message to urn1350.net. But for now, I think it's time to listen to your next tune, guys.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so no sweat, guys. This was written last night. there's actually no name for it yet. So if... because I think we have got quite a few fans listening in. Just tweet us at Asheville Band what you think the name should be called. And anyone, if we pick the name, you win a ticket for you and a friend to the next gig.
Wow, so this is a world exclusive.
World exclusive, this.
Yeah, because you just
Drake's
wrote it
all
last
over
night.
This at minute. Because obviously I rang him up last night and I'm like, listen, mate, you've got to get all over this tomorrow. We're on radio. And he went, I'll do it, mate, I'll do it.
How long it took to you to write the song last night?
An hour.
How long does it take to drink through a crate of Budweiser?
Yeah. It depends upon who you're talking to. Fresh just came down there. In probably 2 minutes.
Oh, we'll make freshers look silly.
We'll make freshers look silly, so about that time.
All right, so shall we go to the song?
Yes.
What else inspired you to write the song?
I don't
Before
know.
We go to the song.
I'm going to say boredom. We literally had nothing to do.
We literally had nothing to do, so we just wrote this song.
So would you say that your inspiration came from your boredom?
Yes.
Boredom.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, we'll go with that one.
I mean, Saturday night, not going out, so well done.
Yeah.
You've done something productive.
Yeah, ish. Okay, go for it, Carl.
All right, I'm ready.
I'm filling you full of confidence. I've given all that I can take, so let me take what's left of you. I am nothing more than a broken man with nothing but a simple plan. I'm never gonna be more. I'm never gonna be more. The fog in the glass is starting to clear. The end of the road is ever so near. I'm only gonna be more than I believe. The fog in the glass is starting to clear. The bump in the road is ever so near. I'm only gonna be more than I believe.
yourself back up from the rocks. Taking every hit and every knock. Everything in life was meant to be so simple. I'm never gonna be more. I'm never gonna be more. The fog in the glass is starting to clear. The bump in the road is ever so near. I'm only gonna be more than I believe. The fog in the glass is starting to clear. The bump in the road is ever so near. I'm only gonna be more than I believe. Fog in the glass is starting to clear. The bump in the road is ever so near. I'm only gonna be more than I believe. The bump in the road is ever so near. The clog on the glass is ever so near. I'm only gonna be more than I believe. The glass is starting to clear. The bump in the road is ever so near. I'm only gonna be more than I believe.
Wow, this was stunning.
That was great, guys.
Well done.
Thank you.
I'm impressed. This doesn't happen every day.
It was alright.
First acoustic set ever.
You survived.
Thank you.
Ish. Joe, we pulled through with air there.
I asked you before about your inspiration and you said it was your boredom. But yeah. I want to know about your musical influence.
What was like bands that influences really?
Yes, your sound and it's perhaps like even the song.
It's like A Dog Is Dead kind of mixed with Catfish and the Bottlemen.
We work a lot with Rob Milton, who's the singer of Dog Is Dead, so he produces all of our records. So we get like quite a lot of influence from him as well. So
yeah, he helps us out quite a lot.
So our tracks, we sort of, they start off mainly as like a rough draft, and then he adapts on that, and the finished product is like Munich, because he worked on that as well. And then our next track, which comes out in November, which is Eclipse, he's worked on that one as well. And that's an absolute banger. It's completely different from Munich. It's
anything that you've ever
heard. Yeah, it's so upbeat and just, oh man, it's killer.
I know you have an almost like a new single available on Spotify, the track called Munich, which is actually a single.
Yeah.
Yes, so can you tell the name of your next single?
It's called Eclipse. Yeah. That's the one.
Wow. So, how come it was so different, your experience from Munich to Eclipse? Because both are singles.
Summer had a bit of effect on it, wasn't it? Because we wanted to write something that was a bit more
summery. It's quite a soft song.
Yeah, it's like we didn't want to be smashing away at power chords with distortion on. And for summer, we wanted to something that people could listen to with windows down and feel something.
Eclipse is kind of more like our soul. Yeah. It's what we're really about, but it's not even like the tip of the iceberg yet.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go to the next question. It might be tricky, but just say what first comes to your mind. Mm-hmm. If you could meet any living or dead musician, who would it be?
I always say you should.
I can
right.
see
that's
you guys
question.
Not sure.
It's a bold question, no pressure, guys.
Because like I suppose like Rob has been my idol for so long, Rob Milton, and then when we met him, he was just sort of like such a sound guy, wasn't he?
It was pretty cool.
Like we just text now, like I text my idol.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. But I want to say Johnny Marr from The Smiths, because he's he's the reason I started playing guitar in the first
place. He's such a legend.
But if I met him, I just don't think I'd feel the same about him. I kind of don't want to meet him for the fact that I can still see him now. I'm like, oh, he's such a legend. And if I met him and he was like a bit of a douche, I'd be like, oh, well, that's a letdown, isn't it, for us?
It's like people say you don't meet your heroes because you'll be disappointed.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's why I don't want to be disappointed if I met him and he wasn't like a stand-up guy. And I was like, oh.
It's really killed me, that question.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I don't know. A lot of my influences come from like quite a lot. A lot of rock music. It's what I used to listen to. So I was kind of saying like Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters.
Nirvana as well.
Yes.
Yeah, he was pretty sweet.
Yeah, he
sweet
was
in
the
that.
Drummer. Yeah.
Still think he.
Do you not reckon that the drummer of Nirvana and the lead singer of Foo Fighters really look alike?
Good joke. When did you start the band?
About a year ago.
Yeah, about a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Come quite a long way in a year.
Yeah, success has been on your doorstep.
Yes.
Do you remember your first gig? Your very first gig?
It was at the Running Horse in Nottingham to 4 people, I think it was.
Yes.
Wow.
And then, not so long ago, we support a Chameleon's Vox at Rescue Rooms.
And it was literally almost exactly a year.
It was more or less exactly a year to that date that we started as well. So it was pretty cool.
So it was like from Running Horse to Rescue Rooms in the matter of a year.
Interesting.
Skits.
So going to the next question. Do you guys have a favourite nightclub in town? One that you would recommend for listeners to go to?
I've never been to Nottingham drinking. I've only ever been to Mansfield.
We'll say Rock City, just
what
in case
Spanky
DHP
Van Dykes?
Are listening.
I can see them there.
It's not really a nightclub.
Oh, not a
it's
nightclub.
It's all about Rock
you
City.
Know, but...
yeah. Oh, Rock City is great.
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite memory in Rock City?
Yes. Yes. That time we went out and Tom got absolutely leathered and I brought a fresh beer, just opened it up and he like walked over to me, looked at me like blank in the face and fell straight forward. Ed butted it out of my hand and then the bouncers came over, one on each arm, and just carried him out.
Everyone falls over.
So our guitar, we were just
you can't fall over in Rock City, the floor's too sticky. No one's actually
but
jumping.
But if you climb these stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the way
no one's,
if you wear heels though, your experience might be different. I went once to Rock City wearing heels.
All I can say is no one in Rock City is actually dancing, they're just trying to get off from the sticky floor. They're just trying to get off. Sticky.
This is a funny one.
What about Ink though? That's dangerous. Those ones, you come down those stairs in heels.
It was a platform heels though, so it was a bit easier. But
see, I take my heels off when I go down the stairs.
Yeah, I go down barefoot.
That's what I've perfected this technique as well.